You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday prayed for the victims of the Chernobyl nuclear power station disaster, 30 years from the tragedy. Addressing the various groups of pilgrims of different nationalities present on Wednesday morning in St. Peter's Square for the general audience, the Pope had a special greeting for those from Ukraine and Belarus. Mentioning the international conference that has been organised to mark the anniversary, Pope Francis said he is praying for the victims of that disaster while expressing appreciation and gratitude to those who have assisted them and for the initiatives aimed at alleviating their suffering and the damage. I asked Kate Hudson, General Secretary of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, to recall what happened at Chernobyl on April the 26th, 1986.
During routine activities at the nuclear power station, there was an unexpected power surge, and during attempt to deal with that, the result was a reactor fire and a disaster, an enormous disaster at that nuclear power station. It was located in the Western Soviet Union, actually just inside the Ukrainian border, but it very, very much impacted on Belarus and Russia, and of course Western Europe as well, eventually through the transportation by air and weather systems of the radiation. And the result was an absolute tragedy, as you described it, a catastrophe for the local population. The nearest city, Pripyat, had to be completely evacuated, and in fact hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated and permanently relocated away from their homes. And of course, the environmental consequences, you know, huge areas are still not allowed to be lived in. The health consequences as well are still very much with the community there. The incidence of childhood thyroid cancer, leukemia is very, very much more prevalent in that area. So it's a tragedy that's ongoing. And so it was wonderful to hear the Pope's words on this subject, his humanitarian response to the needs of that community and the importance of the support that they continue to receive.
30 years on, we still, as you were saying, see the effects. People are still dying, are still getting sick. Has the world learnt its lesson?
I would say that tragically the world hasn't learnt its lesson. This was the most serious, the highest level of nuclear disaster. But since then, of course, another similar level of disaster, the kind of highest level of disaster, has taken place at Fukushima in Japan. That's a recent disaster. And again, we've seen that the terrible human tragedy unfolding there. But there have also been other disasters too here in Britain. And there was a disaster at Windscale nuclear power station, which was subsequently renamed Sellafield. There was the Three Mile Island disaster in the United States. So these are regular, well, those are the top level, huge regular disasters. And of course, as we know from our monitoring of nuclear power stations here in Britain, there are lots of kind of small scale accidents taking place, leakages and so on. And then, of course, ongoing health consequences just from the normal functioning of nuclear power stations. So I would say very much this is an energy form which is really too dangerous to continue using. And it's very good to see a number of countries have now decided not to take forward nuclear power. But it's something that, it's a reality that everyone needs to embrace, because poisoning our planet in this way, inflicting this suffering on humanity, it's not a good thing to do.
Kate, can I ask you, you must have seen the publication of Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si, calling for the protection of our common home. How did that resonate with you?
Oh, very, very strongly. I think the Pope is very far-sighted and very humane in his consideration of this. And of course, it's in line with international humanitarian law as well, not only the protection of humans, but the protection of the environment. You know, it's all part of the same really humanitarian approach. And I think it's a lesson for all of us.
Finally, what is the campaign for nuclear disarmament committed to at the moment? What are you involved in right now?
Well, our main campaign is on the question of Britain's nuclear weapons system, Trident. There's going to be a debate in Parliament this year, a decision on whether or not to replace the current nuclear weapons system. We're arguing very strongly, along with many faith communities across Britain, that Britain should not be relying on weapons of mass destruction, the use of which would be illegal under international law, the consequences too terrible to contemplate. We should not be looking to that for our security. We should be looking to other forms of security, and above all through dialogue, diplomacy and interchange between peoples.
Kate, thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, just to really urge people to look at the consequences of government decisions, whether it's on nuclear energy or on nuclear weapons. This is a technology which is too dangerous to retain.
That was Kate Hudson, General Secretary of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament.